Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. In hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The College Football Experience, Clemson Tigers 2022 season preview episode on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, presented by WinBet. Bet $50 at WinBet, get $200 in free bets. Bet big, win bigger with WinBet. Download the WinBet app now or visit winbet.com. That's WynNBet.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by Sleeper. You already play fantasy on Sleeper, but now you can win cold hard cash with their brand new over under game. Just head to sleeper.com/SGP on your phone to join the SGPN group, and Sleeper will automatically match your first deposit up to $100. That's sleeper.com/SGP. We're also brought to you by us. Yes, the SGPN app is live in the App Store and Google Play Store. It is free to download, and it is your home for all of our free picks and podcasts. So grab that thing today. And, you know, let it ride.
This is Mike Leach, head football coach at Mississippi State, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride.
Yes, yes, yes! Woo-wee. Welcome! Welcome to the College Football Experience, Clemson Tigers season preview. We Tigers on the pod, and look, I know that's a Coach O quote, but we are Clemson Tigers fans too. You know, I like their basketball program. I like their football program, I guess. You know, it's the ACC. Don't really have a dog in the race, but if you're wondering who the hell you're listening to, my name is Kobe Swinging Dantabase Dan, aka Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick.
Nobody knows nothing.
Somebody knows. Double the price, but no one touches Dundee.
Oh!
Don't lie. Let's be honest. You don't love Clemson.
I don't like the fact, and if you're wondering who that is, actually, and I'll answer this question after you.
All right.
After I introduce who this is, give it up for former JMU Duke defensive back, the burrito eating, sideline kiss stealing, wheeling and dealing, Patty C in the place to be.
Hi.
How you doing, pal? And look, subscribe on YouTube. You can watch this live as we are recording this. Get over to YouTube, subscribe to the College Football Experience, because we've been doing these team we're breaking down all 131 teams. Yes, the same amount of attention we're going to give James Madison is the same amount of attention we're going to give the Clemson Tigers or the Alabama Crimson Tide. All right? Subscribe, tell a friend. We've been doing this shit for years, so kick back, relax. You just heard our boy Mike Leach on the introduction, friend of the program. Well, Patty C, you asked me. I don't. Well, here's
what do
the
you
deal.
Have? What specific things?
It's not at Clemson directly. It's at the ACC. How they cannot challenge Clemson.
Yeah,
I have felt like Clemson has been obviously produced some really good talent, especially on the defensive line or the quarterback position of late. Yeah. Right. Even wide receiver position.
Oh yeah, they've churned out a lot of skill positions.
Not on the offensive line though, as I know last year I had a friend from 24/7 Sports on the show that covers Clemson, but it's more so that no one challenges them, because I feel like yes, they've been good, And I know Clemson fans will say this guy's an idiot, and I accept it, because I accept the idiot claim, because they have won the games they've had to. But I don't think those teams would have won any national championships had they played in tougher schedules, like tougher conferences.
I want to agree with you. I think if they're playing, certainly in the SEC, they're taking at least two losses most years, you know, just based on the fact that they've had some tight games in the ACC
or the Big Ten escaped. Yeah, from. Or the Big Ten or some of those other, like, I mean, I think the ACC is the worst of the Power Five conferences. I've thought that for a while.
Yeah.
Maybe that changes, you know, Mario Cristobal seems to be, you know, NIL. Now Miami can just recruit.
I think there's very arguing that ACC has been the worst. You know, I think the Pac-12 hasn't had an elite team. I think the Big 12 has failed in big games, but as top to bottom, I think both kind of dominate the ACC, you know, overall in a talent depth position. Obviously,
and this is a Virginia guy, big Virginia Wahoo fan.
I would love for the ACC to be the best.
I would too. I have nothing personally against the ACC except for the fact that they can't get up. And like, I'm so sick of watching like year after year. You know, Clemson that comes in top five and they're taking on, you know, this is the tough game of the year and it's Wake Forest. Now, Dave Clawson, you've done a great job, but I know that that's not the same. It's not the same as taking on, you know, some of the powers in the other conferences.
Yeah, it's not at all,
you know, or NC State, which I know, look, I'll never.
Wake Forest is who we're talking about here, folks.
I will never buy into NC State.
That's the team we're trying to hype as like your top competition. And you're right. I'll never buy into NC State either.
I mean, honestly, it's like, I actually think Louisville poses more of a threat than those.
Yeah. And they have, when they had Lamar Jackson, they gave national championship Clemson a run for their money.
And I know NC State beat them last year, but I don't buy in. I don't think that even that, like, they NC State chokes almost every opportunity they get.
Look, Clemson has 100% been the beneficiary of weak scheduling. And you know what? Florida State had that same benefit before when they were winning.
But you know, to Dabo's credit, he gets them ready for those big games. They won those games. You know what I mean? Like they almost beat Georgia last year. They didn't even give up an offensive touchdown to Georgia last year.
Yeah, I'm not.
So as much as I'm sitting there,
I'm not dumping on Dabo.
What I'm saying. I'm not trying to sound like I'm a hater, because I don't actually. Yeah, Dabo at times can seem like
rubs you the wrong way.
Yes, but like, I don't really hate Clemson. Like I hate Ohio State, Patty C. Yeah. I don't hate Clemson. You know what I mean? Like, okay. I hate the ACC for giving us this boring ass football that everyone's like, oh, well, you know, let's, they just never just somebody step up to the plate.
Essentially, yeah. Clemson playing in the American Conference.
You can make a case the AAC is much better. I mean, I can tell you this: Cincinnati just put 9 players in the pros.
Yeah,
that's better than anyone in the ACC.
You know, dialing back just a second to your point here, I'm looking at these drafts dating back to 2011, or we'll say starting 2012. So the last 10 draft cycles. Clemson, it looks like on average, is putting about 7 players or so in the draft. Maybe not quite that many, but in some years they put like 9 in, it looks like.
Yeah.
At a glance, 4 offensive linemen in the last 10 years have been drafted out of Clemson. I would say every other position group probably triples that in terms of what they're generating. So,
well, the ACC in general, though, I think they had the worst out of all the Power Five this past year. Only, I think it was only like 16 players or 17 players drafted at all. The whole fucking draft.
Yeah. Only 2 from Clemson. That hurts a lot.
Well, my point is Cincinnati had 9.
Yeah.
So the argument with the AAC, I don't know what the other conferences did. I don't know. The other schools in the AAC did.
Yeah.
But I can tell you that means it's close. Just Cincinnati having 9. And I think if the number was 17 or whatever for the ACC, I guarantee you there were some other players drafted in the AAC.
Yeah.
So that means it's actually kind of a neck
from a
and
talent
neck
generated standpoint.
And there's less teams. There's 3 less teams.
Yeah.
So
no doubt about it. Look, we're not here to dump on Clemson, but let's acknowledge what the facts are. And this season, when we get to the schedule, we're going to see more of the same. Clemson doesn't really have a tough ride to get there. It's what they do when they get there. They've done well though in the playoffs.
That's what I'm saying. Really, well, he gets them ready. He's a damn good football coach. I mean, there's no arguing that.
even last year, man, if they don't throw the pick six, it's a 3-3 game with the eventual national champions.
Yeah.
So who am I? I guess maybe I'm the idiot at times here. But at the same time, I want to prove this point too. Last year, you could say, you know, 10-3 season, and this is what I mean why I get frustrated by the ACC.
Yeah.
I think there was blood in the water last year.
Yeah.
I think there's blood in the water this year. Now, they didn't win the ACC last year, so maybe you could
someone
say,
someone did capitalize
yes.
on it. Pitt in particular.
But at the same time, look at this. I have this note here that I went through and said, where is this? Well, first off, Dabo, they only had 7 double-digit win seasons in 114 years prior to when Dabo
taking over.
Well,
in 114 years,
yes,
seven,
and they've had 10 straight with Dabo.
Wow. Yep. He has taken this program to their potential.
He is incredible. But how about this? They had played 7 one score games a year ago. And I thought should have been 8 with the Florida State game. They kind of dressed that up.
Yeah.
They went 6-2 in those Petty C. This is my point though, is I don't think they were yes, they were extremely talented, and Dabo Sweeney's a great coach, and Brent Venables is a great defensive coordinator. I've been a fan of his for a long time.
Yeah.
But they don't have the quarterback play. They went from Watson to Lawrence. They got incredibly lucky.
Yeah.
We'll see this year. You know, they have a 5-star coming in. They have DJU who's making that NIL money with Delta Airlines or whatever the fuck it is. But they also don't have the same skill positions. Like Travis Etienne was incredible for a long time. I forget the running back prior to that, but I think he was solid. The receivers, we've talked about this for a while now. The T Higgins, the Justin Ross. Well, who's my guy from the
Bills? We said,
yeah.
Who is that? Now I'm drawing a blank on it, but we had
he played for the Bills and the Chiefs. I'm drawing a blank on his name.
Amari Rodgers recently. Yeah. T Higgins, like you said,
Hunter Renfrow. They've had great
Sammy Watkins.
Yeah, that's who I was thinking of. And I don't know that there's currently one of those. We'll break through. You know, we'll break in the lineups here, but I don't see that anymore. Now I know they have the defensive line still there. It's the best defensive line in football.
3
perhaps.
Preseason first team all conference defensive linemen out of 4.
But your defense, Pitt's had many of those years in history where they have a great defensive line and they don't have shit else. Where you know, like that's not gonna. Yes, it's great to have a great defensive line. Look at Georgia last year.
Yeah,
but there's many elements to the game of football.
Well, let me tell you this: in 8 games last year, they held their opponents to 14 points or less. So if you're able to do that, then you don't have to have an explosive offense. Well,
and I want to say the Georgia Tech game and the Louisville game, and Louisville got stopped on a 4th and goal. They had 4 tries from the 1.
Yeah.
Or Clemson would have lost that game. They got it done. That defensive line did win them some football games. The Georgia Tech game, I think as well.
Yeah.
I think they had 4 tries inside the 10 and they didn't get it done, but still you're still struggling with Georgia Tech and Louisville.
You're going to get caught. If you do that, you know, you're going to take your L's. Last year within the conference, obviously number 1 defense by a mile, 14.8 points allowed per game, but number 9 offense scoring, pathetic.
Yeah. Let me get to this.
Yeah.
So he got 7 starters back on offense. They lose Tony Elliott. He's off to do the Indy or the Daytona 500 and at Virginia, and they lose Brent Venables. So they lose both coordinators, Patty C. Now they do have DJU, who I thought really struggled last year. The O-line struggled too, though, to defend him a little bit. The O-line was bad, but the O-line's never been great.
Yeah.
Even in their greatest years, they haven't had a great offensive line.
Well, if they don't have the weapons, then that explains a lot. So maybe you don't put it all on DJU.
I agree.
But
I agree.
The quarterback always takes the blame when things aren't going well, and he certainly did.
Well, they got 5-star Cade Klubnik. All right, get your tickets. It's a 2 drink minimum.
That's Cade, right. We're heading to Klubnik.
Because maybe he is the answer. Maybe he's the talent. But I didn't see it at a DJU. No, granted, he was young, so. You got to give them time, but Brandon Streeter, love to hear that name. Shout out to Brandon Streeter. See, that's when I was definitely rooting for the Clemson Tigers. I liked Brandon Streeter back in the day. He played quarterback for the Tigers. I remember those days. He's a new offensive coordinator as Tony Elliott goes off to hit the pit stop in Charlottesville. But Clemson, Brandon Streeter has his work cut out for him. They were 82nd in the nation in scoring offense.
Ugly.
58th in rushing.
Yeah.
103rd in passing. Overall charting at the 100th, number 100 offense in the country.
Ooh. For a team that
to win 10 games with the 100th best offense, fucking incredible.
Yeah.
That's what I mean by the ACC.
Yeah.
They should have that. You should be 6-6 with that offense.
With 100
if you're even with your country. Defense that good.
Yeah.
But that's the ACC being the ACC.
Yeah.
But there's good news around the corner, perhaps. A, your offense was terrible last year. Tony Elliott's gone. So maybe Brandon Streeter can open this thing up. Four or five starters back on the offensive line. I know the offensive line was weak last year, but they can't be worse. They're going to be improved.
Yeah.
With just returning those guys. Your tight end, Davis Allen, is back. You got Joseph Nagata back as a wide. He's your lone wideout back, which once again can go either way. But your receivers got to get better.
Someone's got to emerge as a decent playmaker, you would think.
The running back situation. You got either Kobe Pace or Will Shipley. We'll see who it is. I see Shipley penciled in on a lot of publications.
Shipley being hyped like he's Christian McCaffrey over here. That has yet to come to fruition.
More like Billy McCaffrey for Vanderbilt point guard. Defensively, Brent Venables is gone. Maybe the best defensive coordinator in football over the past decade.
Yeah.
So I get it. Wes Goodwin's coming in. This is not Wes Goodwin might be a great defensive coordinator.
He was kind of an understudy to Venables for a long time.
Probably is. If I had to bet, he's going to be a very good defensive coordinator. But you can't tell me, though, that you feel great about losing perhaps the best defensive coordinator in football.
Yeah.
And replace, you know, like.
And your offensive coordinator.
Yeah. You can't tell me that that's not a concern. All right. Now, the defense is loaded. Second in scoring defense a season ago in the country. Seventh in rush defense. 34th in pass defense. Charting at number 8 overall. He should send Brent Venables a fucking Christmas card.
Yeah.
Because that was incredible considering how bad the offense was.
Number 2 defense, number 100 offense. That's almost like when your defense is that good, it creates so many opportunities to generate offense. That just makes the offense that much worse, which is crazy considering how talented they are.
100%. And it's my concerns going into this year. It's my frustration with the ACC is those opportunities that were certainly there.
Yeah.
3 or 4 starters are back on the nation's best defensive line, perhaps highlighted by Miles Murphy, Tyler Davis, Xavier Thomas. They only bring back 1 of 3 linebackers.
Oh, Ryan Breesy too, obviously.
Yeah. 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 I mean, they got just tons of defensive talent.
Yeah.
On the line, Trenton Simpson, the lone linebacker back, they lose both corners too. You would think that'd be concerning.
Yeah.
Booth. I'm sure they have good corners coming in. But they still a lack of experience, perhaps. Both safeties are back, Jalen Phillips and Andrew Makuba. The kicker is back, Patty C.
Jeremiah Trotter Jr., linebacker coming in.
Yeah, dude, that's. Can we talk about that for a second, right?
Because
didn't he go to South Carolina?
Jeremiah Trotter?
Am I drawing a blank? Am I thinking? No, he went somewhere else. Where'd he go? Did he go to Clemson?
Senior, that's a great question. He went to Stephen F. Austin.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes more sense then.
Yeah, you're not allowed to move.
For some reason, I was thinking he went to it was a Gamecock, and I was like, brutal.
What was it? Tiggy Barber. His dad went to Virginia Tech.
Go to UVA. Him and Rondé.
Yeah, come on now.
What did mom and dad do to you?
Right.
All right. Well, we're gonna talk transfer portal, I guess. sort of. You know, Dabo doesn't really believe in the transfer portal. But we're going to talk recruiting rankings. We're going to go by the schedule game by game and also key in on what Las Vegas thinks of the Clemson Tigers right after this. The College Football Experience Clemson Tigers 2022 season preview on the Sports Gambling Podcast is brought to you by WinBet. Bet $50 at WinBet. Get $200 in free bets. Bet big, win bigger with WinBet. Download the WinBet app now or visit winbet.com. That's WynNBet.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by Sleeper. You already play fantasy on Sleeper, but now you can win cold hard cash with their brand new over under game. Just head to sleeper.com/SGP on your phone to join the SGPN group, and Sleeper will automatically match your first deposit up to $100. That's sleeper.com/SGP. We're also brought to you by Trade Coffee. Yes. I mean, Trade Coffee connects customers to the freshest and best tasting coffee they've ever made at home by partnering with the country's best craft roasters. These are independent businesses from big cities and small towns. Trade customers are truly impactful for these independent roasters. So often the largest source of growth of new growth for them is essentially trade coffee. Look, expert tasted coffee. That we got to highlight that because they have a team that I guarantee you they have a great job. I feel sorry for the plumber, Patty C, that's going on there, but Trade Coffee's team actually tastes thousands of coffees. Thousands of coffees. It's like you come to check into work here, sip this, dude, right? And they keep 450 different kinds of coffee live and ready to ship to you every day. It's fantastic. And look, they go out and they try to match a coffee for you. It's fantastic. I got this at the house. This stuff's fantastic. Right now, Trade is offering a new subscribers a total of $30 off their first order plus free shipping when you go to drinktrade.com/SGP. That's more than 40 cups of coffee for free, people. Get started by taking their quiz at drinktrade.com/SGP and let the trade find you a coffee you'll love. That's drinktrade.com/SGP for $30 off. We're also brought to you by IP Vanish. Did you know that browsing online using incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Afraid to tell you that, but without added security, you might as well be giving away all your private data to hackers, advertisers, your ISP, and other prying eyes. That's why here at SGPN Studio, we use IP Vanish VPN to make it easy to stay truly private and secure on the internet. IP Vanish helps you safely browse the internet by encrypting 100%, 1000%. I was going to say that counts too, of your data. That means your private details, your emails, your passwords, your communication, your browsing history, and more will be completely shielded from falling into the wrong hands. Even your physical location will be hidden. So check out ipvanish.com/SGP and use the promo code SGP and claim 70% off your savings. That's ipvanish.com/SGP. All right. We are back talking Clemson Tiger football, Patty C. And if you look at the transfer portal, holy shit, they actually brought one in. They reeled one in.
That's right.
He'd been swimming with the university a couple of years ago, and that is Hunter Johnson, who was at Northwestern. And look, I get it. Last year you had quarterback problems. Your backup got tore his ACL, I think, or something. So you didn't have much behind DJU.
So is this the new caveat? If you were initially recruited by Clemson and left, you can come back.
You're allowed back. The problem is Hunter Johnson did not look very good at Northwestern. They did lose Frank Ladson, one of their better wideouts, I thought, to Miami. They also lost Aju to South Florida. And I remember they were raving about him last year. They also lost offensive tackle Paul Chio to Georgia Tech. So I would say they lost the transfer portal. Yeah,
I think that's the case every year. 4 years of transfer portal rankings at 323, 277, 238, 159. That one Hunter Johnson signing boosted him up to 159 in the country. Still pretty far down there. The portal is not their thing. I think that's safe to say.
They're on like Stony Brook's level with the transfer portal. Yeah. talk to me about nationally recruiting because they do a good job there.
I mean, dominance last 5 years, 7-12, 3-5, and 14 this past cycle. So little dip. The losing didn't help there. Within the conference, that's good for first place every year. Composite wise, 2018 and 2019, believe it or not, they were still behind Florida State in the composite. Number two within the conference, but one overall in the conference the last 2 years with a good nationally for 6-9, 4-4. So the composite talent says playoff, especially against this schedule. We'll see if they can get it figured out on offense.
Yeah, and we're going to get to it. We'll get to it right now. Las Vegas projecting that this team, the over-under, is sitting here at 10.5 wins. Now, this is hard because to me, I don't think they're that good, but I totally could see a case where they're 12-0. You know what I mean?
Let's dial it back. Okay. Last year, their losses were a 7-point loss against the national champion in the first game of the season, breaking in a first time real starting quarterback in DJU, and they didn't let up an offensive touchdown. They lost in double overtime to NC State, a very good team, and they lost to eventual conference champion Pitt by 10 on the road. So all road games, they won pretty much every other game. It doesn't mean there weren't some close calls in there.
Yeah, I was about to say that Georgia Tech won what, three games last year? Georgia Tech, they needed a goal line stand to beat Georgia Tech, right? Boston College didn't have Phil Jurkovec, and the like, who's a first projected first round quarterback, and they only win by six. Syracuse misses a game tying field goal. What was Syracuse last year? 3 or 4 win team?
Syracuse last year was 5-7.
Okay. Florida State, that score, I thought they dressed up a little bit, but Florida State was what, a 5-7 team.
Yeah.
What was Louisville last year? They needed a goal line stand.
6-6, 6-7.
That's
after
what I'm saying.
Ball.
So the team with a losing record, they needed a goal line stand, which they got. And then they took care of business with all those teams, but they did beat Iowa State in the bowl game. But Iowa State is the type of team that plays these close games. They won in another close one against Iowa State, but they still got it done. You can see to me, if you watch them, they're not what they were. Now they're still very good. Yeah. And Dabo Swinney puts together, he's always going to get the maximum out of his teams. In my opinion, you can tell it when they played Alabama and they've beaten them, or when they played Ohio State and they've beaten them, that they're even Georgia, you know, like they are well coached. They're well prepped. They're going to be ready for that. However, you still need the players to get it done. So when I see that win total 10.5, this is probably the one so far, you know, we're going alphabetically, and it's the one that I don't feel very good about my prediction here, because I don't see a flat out loss. But at the same time, if I look at that schedule from last year and I see that many close games, first off, to go 6-2 in games, considered by a score or less, I feel like how many teams,
that's fortunate.
Yes. How many teams can continue to do that?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and
the ball is bouncing your
especially way, especially when you lose the best defensive coordinator in football, perhaps.
Yeah. And your offensive coordinator for a long time that led you through your greatest years.
But at the same time, you can say, well, you're bringing 4 or 5 back, your quarterback's going to be more familiar. I understand that. But at the same time, can anyone from the ACC be better? Is that the question? I think it is. And
their schedule's just not that hard.
I actually would argue that, like, I think, you know, people were giving Cincinnati a hard time. I think Cincinnati's schedule's harder.
Yeah. I would 100%
like playing away games at SMU and UCF and Arkansas is way harder than anything on this besides Notre Dame.
Who they get out of a bye.
Their other away games are okay. Wake Forest, but they own Wake Forest. Wake Forest is one of these teams. Dave Clawson's done a fantastic job. I think he's one of the best coaches in America, but they don't have the players. They don't have the players to take it to the next level.
I
want right? to
see what's happened in that rivalry. I am almost positive that they have absolutely,
they destroy them. They destroy them every time, dude.
Yeah. Let's take a little peek at that. Well, when that pulls up,
and Sam Hartman's fantastic. I am a huge Wake fan. I'm a huge Dave Clawson fan, and they get the maximum out of their team. They went to the ACC championship.
Yeah. They've won 13 straight against Wake, and 14 of those or 12 of those 13 have been by double digits.
This schedule,
they dominate Wake Forest.
But look, this schedule, they have 2 road games against teams with winning records, and one of those is Wake Forest, who just, it's a bad matchup for them.
Yeah.
Right? So that's a great schedule.
Yeah. They're going to the playoff again. Let's
I'm
go
taking the
by.
Under.
Wow.
Watch.
I think you're out of your mind, dude. But
well, they don't have the Trevor Lawrence or the Deshaun Watson to get him there.
Someone will emerge. They'll get better.
That's what the people said last year. DJU never looked the part to me.
No, they didn't. You're
Let's
right.
get into this.
All right.
Week one, they go, this is stupid too. One of their away games is at the stupid Mercedes-Benz Stadium. This should be played at Bobby Dodd. I don't want to watch this stupid game at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Right?
Yeah.
I hate domes. It's not football.
It's going to be
it
more.
Makes no sense.
More Clemson people
yes.
there than
this
Georgia.
This is not a real away game. Why would Georgia Tech agree to this?
Yeah, Georgia Tech, you would feel like, with an intimate crowd, could fill it out with almost exclusively their own people. But in a huge stadium like the Mercedes-Benz Stadium, then a lot of Clemson fans are going to be able to get their hands on tickets too.
Georgia Tech loses Jahmyr Gibbs.
Short drive.
They lose Jahmyr Gibbs to Alabama. They lose some other key transfers.
Oh, they're trash. This is a dominant win.
They almost beat Georgia Tech. Had the ball inside the 10, down 6 last year.
Well, I know you believe in fierce rivalries being always throw the record book away, but
so I got Clemson 1-0.
I don't know if this qualifies. Yeah, 1-0.
Week two, they get the Paladins of Furman.
To their credit, they're not following the SEC model as closely this year. They're playing their FCS in September. Congratulations.
Not on November 20th, whatever the fuck.
Right.
Week three, Louisiana Tech and not Sonny Dykes, but Sonny Cumbie, I believe it is. Brand new coach going on there. Air raid. They're going to be 3-0.
Yeah.
Week four at Wake Forest. Now Wake Forest, Clemson owns them. I'll say this though, this is going to be the best Wake Forest team probably since. I mean, they have Hartman back and they have
maybe
Clawson
ever.
Back.
Maybe yeah. ever.
They're still going to own them. Mm-hmm. They're 4-0. Clemson's 4-0. Now here's the one everyone's telling me. I've heard so many people tell me that cover the sport. NC State's the team to watch out for this year.
Please,
I will never buy into that.
Please,
NC State. I mean, yes, are they talented? Sure. Could they lose this game? NC State is always talented enough to beat you.
Yeah. Let me see what's happened in this.
NC State beat them last year in overtime. Yeah. And a couple of years ago, they should have beat them in Clemson, but they missed like 5 field goals. You remember that?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, this game pretty close, you know, overall, you know, competitive. But if I'm looking at this correct, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 in a row before last year's loss.
When they bounce back, they get them. This is in Memorial Stadium. This is going
to
be a
15
loss.
15 of the last 16 prior to last year. They dominate North Carolina State.
And I'm sure they've been hearing the same things I've been hearing, that NC State's the team to watch out for.
Oh, yeah. They'll have this
right?
one.
I've seen them
in the
preseason fucking top 10.
Revenge by. Yeah, we've seen them as high as like number four preseason.
Yeah, I'm not buying into that. But I get they're going to get up for this, Patty C, and that sets us up for my letdown spot.
That could be.
They're going to lose to me. If Phil Jurkovec is healthy, the very next week at Boston College, the ACC still did him a favor by giving him at BC in October 8th and not in November. But they're going to, this is my upset special.
I would have to agree, outside of Notre Dame, this looks like the most likely spot where they could take an L.
It's going to happen. They're not good enough offensively to just, they're not going to be able to score points, which is going to keep teams in the game. Zay Flowers is back. BC's always got a good offensive line despite them losing 4 or 5 starters.
You think with Jurkovec back that he's going
to He was undefeated as a starter a year ago. They almost lost to the backup last year.
And they almost lost 2 years ago when they were really
they didn't even have Jurkovec then.
Yeah, when
he
they were
a
playoff
team. Yeah. This is the one.
That said, again, 11 straight for Clemson in this series. It's tough to say they're going to take an L when they've won 11 straight.
Athletes recruiting better than he's ever recruited. Boston College has their best secondary. A lot of people say they have the best secondary in the ACC this year. That can give DJU some problems. Boston College scores the upset.
I'm going Clemson.
5-1.
Okay.
Then they go to Florida State, where that fan will be back reading a fucking John Grisham novel or whatever he was reading before when Clemson just kicked the shit out of him. That was like 56-0.
Yeah.
That's going to happen again. Florida State's not going to beat him.
Clemson has wrestled control over this rivalry and are catching up game by game. They're going to win again.
No one on Florida State's offense. Okay, maybe that wide receiver transfer from Arizona State, Johnny Wilson, I think it is. Maybe he stands out to me.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, Travis. Who is it? Purdy. Who's going to start for them?
No, Purdy's at Nebraska.
Purdy's who do they have? There was one other. Yeah, Chuba Purdy. But I feel like they had Travis.
Jordan Travis.
QB. Is the only
Mackenzie
guy.
Milton's gone.
Milton's
now.
Gone. Yeah. Okay, yeah, that's what it is.
That's a win. Home to Syracuse. Why does Syracuse seem to always give them fits? I'm still not taking Syracuse, but it seems like they always fuck with them.
I mean, that's a pretty intense stretch right there, at Wake, NC State, at Boston College, at Florida State. So 3 road games.
Is that intense?
Well, as intense as
only
it gets.
Only 2
for them.
Winning teams there.
Sure.
And they're both at Memorials. Oh no, they go at Wake Forest, which is pretty much like Memorial Stadium.
All that to say, though, right? That's true. Yeah. Syracuse does catch them in a spot where they could be asleep.
Syracuse ain't beating them, dude.
It's going to be, no matter what, you would think it's going to be a pretty crazy environment at Doak Campbell Stadium for this, if Florida State's at all good. So Syracuse might catch them in a sleepy spot, but you're right. There's no way they win this.
Then they get a bye week, and this is the perfect bye week because it's right before they go to South Bend to take on Notre Dame. However, Patty C, it's November. Those boys from Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, Alabama, they don't know about cold weather in November. And look at look at the last time Clemson went up to Notre Dame. It took an L.
DJU's first game. I mean,
still took an L.
Still took an L, but didn't it go to overtime or close to it? It's tough to say.
And Travis Etienne was on fire that game. Yeah. He's not there.
They were a way better offense then.
Give me the Irish.
I think by this point in the season, they'll have taken their first L, whether it be Notre Dame or one of these other schools pulling an upset. So I'll give you that.
Give me the Irish.
I think they have one loss at this point.
I think they have two.
Okay.
Then they're home to Louisville.
Malik Cunningham still there.
I actually
there.
Think this is a game.
Super senior. Yeah,
I think this is a game, but I mean.
Louisville, probably the better offense here.
I'll take Clemson because they're at home.
And the defense is nasty. Yeah. Yeah.
But I think Louisville, yeah.
I mean, if there's a letdown spot, if they can get the win on Notre Dame, or if they get a crushing defeat against Notre Dame, heartbreaking, or just get crushed, there's a lot of ways that Louisville could be in a good position here to, you know, based on the schedule. I'm still going to go Clemson, though.
Okay, then you got Mario Cristobal in Miami. I'm not a Cristobal guy. I know you are.
I'm not a Cristobal guy. I'm don't think he's terrible like you do.
I'm taking Clemson to win this.
I am taking Clemson to win this, too.
And then you have Spencer Rattler. The vegan menu at Memorial Stadium is not available.
This could be closer than we, well, certainly than last year, 30-0. I still got to go Clemson here.
Yeah. I got them 10-2, but I'm taking the under.
I got them 11-1. I'm taking the over and 12.
Because, okay, I'm sorry.
12-0 is definitely a possibility.
12-0 is, but also, honestly, 8-4 is a possibility. You lose Brent Venables. Your offense was 100th in the nation last year.
Well, I'll say this. I think last year was the low point on this ride for Dabo Swinney. I think they have to come up based on the talent they
but
have.
Even losing Venables?
That does add a different wrinkle. Yeah, that's true. That's true. But I do feel like
they could be 12-0. This is the one so far out of all the ones that we've previewed. It's the one I trust least because I really think they could be 12-0. I don't think Notre Dame is going to be that good this year. I don't think Boston College is going to be that good this year. So those are still two very winnable games for me. I don't see any flat out loss on the schedule that I'm saying they will definitely lose that game.
Yeah,
I don't see that.
Yeah,
but at the same time, I see like six or seven games where if that offense is as bad as it was last year, they could lose.
Yeah. Yep. You're right. I mean, I think the amount of time they get, what, seven games before facing Notre Dame or no, eight games before facing Notre Dame and a bye. If DJU's struggling and they'll give time for Klubnik to get it figured out, one of those two quarterbacks will figure it out in time for Notre Dame and the rest of that slate. So I think the schedule's so easy that they should get to at least 10, you know, but whether it's 10, 11 or 12,
they play what, four teams with a winning record from a season ago.
Wow. Is that it?
Yeah.
And they're so much more talented than everyone else on the schedule. I'm taking the over. I
took the under just cause I can't take the over on the offense that was 100th in the nation that loses the best defensive coordinator in college football.
That's fair. That's a good point.
I don't feel confident at all in this pick, Clemson fans. All right. You could easily be 12-0.
If you have the 100th ranked offense, it's very unlikely you get to 12-0.
Yeah.
That's got to improve. I'm assuming they're going to improve. If they don't.
But how much do you need to improve to go 12-0? Can they be like 75th in the nation
offensively
and be 12-0?
If that defense is what we expected
in
to be,
the ACC,
then yes, you can. Yeah.
It's amazing. They went 10-3.
Yeah.
All right. All right, folks. Well, look, he's on the over. I'm on the under. This is the hardest one yet, man. So subscribe to the College Football Experience. We're breaking down all 131 FBS teams. And we're also going to give you an FCS preview. Subscribe on YouTube. Follow us. Come on. And look, we're available any platform you can catch a podcast at. We've been doing this for years. Subscribe, tell a friend. I'm excited to see if I'm right or wrong on this college football season on all these, especially Clemson. So check us out. If you really like the pod, go to iTunes, give us a 5-star review. And if you do that, take a screenshot, find us on Twitter at TCE on SGPN or my personal account at the Colby D and show me that screenshot. We'll send you a College Football Experience t-shirt. Patty C's on Twitter at Patty C831. NC Nick, who's normally with us, he's on vacation right now, is on Twitter at NC_NICK. give all of us a follow. Also follow the Sports Gambling Podcast at the SGP Network, but check out the Sports Gambling Podcast. If you guys are NFL fans, they are covering that thing heavy. They just did an NBA draft thing. We just did the, you know, they're just top of the line entertainment. I'm on that show all the time, so check it out. But check out our whole feed, people. We subscribe, you know, me, Patty C, NC Nick. We also host the College Basketball Experience. We also host the College Baseball Experience. We also host the USFL Gambling Podcast. So check out all of those platforms. I think you'll dig it. USFL season's July. It's happening, Patty C. Playoffs, Canton, Ohio, spring football.
Boom.
Maybe you like Canadian football. Check out the CFL Gambling Podcast. I think you'll dig it. That's not me on that, but or any of us, but I mean it's Rod Villagomez and CFL Jim, and they are covering the CFL as good as any, if not better. I personally think better. A lot of our other MLB gambling podcasts. There's MLB games going on every day. It's fantastic. Check that out. It's a daily podcast. The NBA gambling podcast, the NHL Stanley Cup still active, actually. Even though it's about to be a wrap. Subscribe to the NHL gambling podcast, all of our stuff, golf gambling, Zed Run with our boy Scott Bowser, Notorious OTB podcast with Chase Sessoms, where they do horse racing. We got you covered. Soccer gambling podcast. So check us out. Get the SGPN app.
It's free
to download. Yeah. NASCAR gambling podcast. Rod Villagomez does a great job on that. Check us out. If you get the SGPN app, you'll get access to all of that. So get that app. It's free. So check out the Slack channel, Sports Gambling Podcast too. And look, you come talk college football with us there. Everyone's talking, a bunch of fans. It's a lot of fun.
Rocking and rolling.
Yeah. So, all right. We'll see. I can't wait for this season, man. I really can't wait for the season, but this is the College Football Experience, Clemson Tiger style. You better start thinking about yours. And we out of here. Well, I'm just out of school.